Hey, and welcome to episode 7 of Airport Adjacent. My name is Kalani Thomas, or as most of you know me by now, Coach Cal. I run the help desk sales out of Charlotte, North Carolina, a coaching company that works with small businesses and salespeople. And a lot of the small businesses I work with actually are tradesmen, which is interesting because there's not a lot of organizations and groups that are dedicated to coaching tradesmen on how to be better, not at their job, but at running the business, marketing the business, and the business side of what their specific trade is. And I work with a lot of handyman and plumbers in particular, several other contractors as well, but those seem to be the ones that are attracted most to what I do. And I was reminded today as I was dropping my dog off at a daycare for dogs that sometimes trucks get in the way. And a strategy I give to tradesmen all the time, but I haven't given it to you guys here yet, is about a door hanger strategy. Okay. Now, a lot of contractors and tradesmen use these already. If they're going to a neighborhood, they'll make a door hanger, and the door hanger is something you leave on the outside of the homes on the street that you're working on, and it's typically some sort of a flyer about their services or products that they sell, right? It's a, hey, did you know we can come do an overhaul of this for $29 or a checkup of that for $49 or so on and so forth, right? Those are fine, and they absolutely have their purpose, and I've seen some contractors use them very, very successfully and others not so successfully, but what I have helped contractors do that does work really well is six-pack strategy, okay? So if you will imagine the home that you are at is the middle of the top row of a six-pack of your favorite beverage, okay? The five homes that are around it are those five cans around that top middle can. So it's the two on either side of it and the three across the street, okay? When you go to that home and you're doing that job, instead of taking a flyer to the neighbors that suggests that you can also sell stuff to them, take a flyer to your neighbors that starts a conversation. And all that conversation is please pardon the interruption while we work on your neighbor's home. If we need to move our vehicle for any reason, please don't hesitate to contact our office and leave your phone number and website address and business name. That's it. If you want to attach an offer or something like that at the bottom, you can. However, I found this normally cheapens the type of message that you're actually leaving. That's it. Because what happens is you're not going to get someone that's going to call about the checkup or the special or anything like that. You're going to get a call about the same type of service that was done on that neighbor's home. Because the person that person knows the most in the neighborhood are the five people that live closest to them. Those are the people they say hi to on a daily basis and those things. It's the people they're most friendly to. So if you can let neighbor A know that neighbor B just had some work done and those are good friends with one another, a conversation about the work is going to happen. And if it's a plumbing related job or something like that, that's probably a problem most of the homes in the neighborhood have, you're going to very easily get a call to come and look at that same thing as well. So you take these five other areas around these other properties, homes, whatever it is around where you're at, and you use them to 5X your blowout into that neighborhood, right? And if you continue to do this, and you can do this as a tradesman, you can do this as an outside salesperson, you could even do this as an inside salesperson, right? If you call a business and you're successful there, feel free to call the five business closest to it and just say, hey, just so you know, I just started working with the company across the street from you, and I figured I might be able to do some work for you guys as well. If you're an outside sales, go to the company you set the appointment with and absolutely hit the two that are next door and the three across the street. If you do this strategy, you end up taking every bit of effort that you've done and 5Xing yourself by putting yourself in front of five times more people than just the one person you went out to do. And the likelihood is most of them are going to say no or tell you no, but when you get that one, it absolutely makes it worth it. So try this strategy out. Try it as a door hanger, try it as inside sales, try it as outside sales, and then let me know what you think. Again, need more callers into this show. It's really nice talking to you guys, but I'd love it to be more of a conversation and less of a monologue. So if you know things that would help you, that you think I might be able to work with you on, feel free to reach out to me. You can always call the help desk at 704-804-2119, or feel free to text us any questions, anything about the show, 704-448-0490. Again, Kalani Thomas with the Help Desk Sales, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Crush it this week. Let me know what you need.